Good morning, everybody, and welcome out to Oak Grove, the town of Oak Grove, for today's Fall Festival on a beautiful Saturday. I mean, you couldn't ask for any much better weather than today. We're going to have some live music out here. We've got vendors everywhere, food trucks, bouncy houses. Oh, my goodness, they've got some bouncy houses over there for the kids. Plenty of things to do. Car show right down the hill. No admission to get in here unless you want to spend some money at one of these fine arts and crafts tents everywhere out here. They've got anything from birdhouses to Christmas decorations to fall decorations. They've got it all. Plenty of sponsors out here today at the town of Oak Grove. We're going to be out here for a while. Layla, the lovely Layla, is going to be joining me here in just a few minutes, and we're going to be introducing some bands today. We've got three great bands coming on stage, so come on out here and join us today at the town of Oak Grove live on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. How about let's get in with some Eurythmics right now.
Mix 106.5, Alabama's Best Mix. Good morning. It is Layla coming to you from the Oak Grove Fall Festival alongside Kix Country's big morning man, David McCurley. Morning, David.
Morning. How are you?
It's lovely out here.
Ain't it, though?
Can I tell you a secret? This is my first time out here at the Oak Grove Fall Festival. Been talking about it for years.
And you know what? I got a secret.
What?
I've been talking about doing something on radio with you, and it's first time ever.
I know. It was so fun to be out here. So, yeah, we're out here at the Fall Festival. Things are just really getting started up out here. But they've got a whole day of fun planned.
Yep.
Till 2 o'clock.
Absolutely.
So you're kind of the veteran here at the Fall Festival. So tell us what we have to look forward to today.
Well, you got all kinds of things going on. First of all, it's no charge to get in here. But you've got bouncy houses for the kids. And, of course, if you get hungry, all kinds of food vendors out here. Doug's Barbecue. Now, I just got to tell you. I'm a Doug's man.
Yeah.
He's been my friend for many, many years, does a great job. They're right across the road in Oak Grove, but they're also got a second one here today. And then, of course, there's a car show.
Yeah.
For all these enthusiasts that love these old cars and trucks and motorcycles, they've got a great car show right down there in front of Town Hall. But vendors, let me tell you something. If you love decorations, birdhouses, Christmas things, they've got them out here. I promise you, that's the only place you're going to spend any money is that or to get something to eat.
Exactly. And we've got, maybe you can hear it in the background, we got some bands warming up. Plenty of live music today.
Oh, yeah.
So, lots to come out for. And like David said, it's free admission. So, and it's a beautiful day. So nice and cool.
Yeah.
So, get out here and enjoy the sunshine and the fresh air with us today at Oak Grove Town Park.
Absolutely. And these bands, you're going to know them. Of course, most people around here know Randy Gill and Crossfire. They're going to lead things off here in just a few minutes. They're getting set up there now. Then Ronnie Forbus and the Sons of Thunder, and then something that I told you about at the end, I'm pretty excited about
me
this.
Too. You know, I love my classic rock, Simple Man,
a
Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band.
Yep.
Oh, my word. I can't wait for that. So, we're going to be out here. This is going to be happening until 2 today, so come see us at Oak Grove Town Park. It's Layla alongside David McCurley on Mix 106.5. Mix 106.5, Alabama's Best Mix. Good morning. It's Layla coming to you from Oak Grove Town Park. We're out here for the Fall Festival. What a gorgeous morning. Sun shining, nice and cool out here. And just a great place to be today. Come out and celebrate with us. It's an absolutely free event to come to the Fall Festival. We've got live music out here. Randy Gill and Crossfire taking the stage. And then later on, Ronnie Forbus and Sons of Thunder and Simple Man. That's a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band. They'll be out here around lunchtime or so, and so will we. There are vendors out here today. There's a car show, bouncy houses for the kids, food trucks, a little something for everybody. And, well, if you want to get some Christmas shopping done early, there's a lot of great vendors and artisans out here with just so many great things to see and check out. Again, we're going to be out here until at least lunchtime, so come on out and say hi. We're set up right by the main stage, so if you are out here, don't leave without coming to see me, okay? It's Layla live at the Oak Grove Fall Festival for Mix 106.5. Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. It's Layla coming to you live from the Oak Grove Fall Festival this morning, and it's a beautiful day. By the way, admission is free. Come on out and hang out with us. We have food trucks, we have vendors, we have a kids' bouncy house area, a car show, and so much live music today. And on that note, I am really excited to be joined right now. We have Richard
O'Tang
and Tim from Simple Man Revival. It's a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band. Personally, I love classic rock. I love Lynyrd Skynyrd. Who doesn't love Lynyrd Skynyrd here in Alabama?
Everybody likes Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah. So you guys, you play Skynyrd songs. You play them like they were recorded. You kind of keep it true to the recordings.
That's true.
So, Richard, you sing.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And Tim, you play guitar.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you Rossington? Are you Collins? Who are you?
Well, like we were talking about before we started, that the main purpose is to recreate the music.
Yeah.
So obviously, you're not going to find anyone who can. I mean, you can find people that can copy, maybe, and cop the licks, but no one's going to be able to replace, you know,
absolutely
Gary
not.
Rossington and Alan Collins and Ed King, you know, and Steve Gaines.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can try, and as a guitar player, I may be able to pull off certain elements of Ed King, but then some of his stuff is so unique. Maybe I'm not quite suited to play some of his licks, and maybe I'm more suited to play some of Alan Collins' stuff or something like that. So our approach is to find, out of the guitar players we have available, who sounds best playing what part. So rather than me going up there and saying, well, I'm going to play every Rossington lick in the set, and that's certainly an approach, and that's fine, but the way we like to do it, our approach is to find who sounds good playing which part,
what feels good and what sounds good, and you guys just share. That's wonderful.
Right. So we just kind of play the part that ends up, and then Richard will tell us if we're on the right track or not. You know, he'll shoot us down, and then we'll adjust from there.
All right. So how long have you guys been doing a Simple Man Revival?
A couple of years.
Just a couple of years.
Just
a couple of years now. But we also have another band too that we've, you know, that how this thing, the whole thing got started, and we were actually at practice with our other band called Buck Wild, and I just started singing Simple Man, and.
Oh, and I started playing the guitar part on it.
Yeah, he started playing the guitar. And we was like, man, wouldn't it be cool to have just do all Lynyrd Skynyrd stuff?
Yeah.
You know, and just a tribute to him. And we didn't know there's a few Skynyrd bands around, too.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, we said, we listened to him, and we said, we think we can do a little better job than that. And so we're going to see.
Okay.
You know,
well, we
got
to get back to the music in a second here, but really quickly, what's your favorite song to perform?
Skynyrd song?
Yeah.
It would have to be Needlin' the Spoon for me.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surprising answer, but that's a good one. Yeah. What about you? What do you like? What's your favorite one?
I ain't the one.
Are we going to hear
the first album?
Are we going to hear those this afternoon?
Yes, okay. We will. Yes, we will.
And you're also going to hear Simple Man.
I would hope.
yeah, we will do.
I'm expecting that one. Okay, so you guys are going to take the stage about when approximately?
12:30.
About 1:30.
Around
12:30. Okay.
12:30 or 1, and there's a little bit behind. So I think, when we.
But hey, for those of you listening, that gives you plenty of time to get out here. If you're a big Skynyrd fan, come on out and support Simple Man Revival today.
Sure, absolutely.
We're going to be out here for it, too. We're out here at the Oak Grove Fall Festival with Mix 106.5. Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. It's Layla live today at the Oak Grove Fall Festival. What a great day to be out here, too. The weather is gorgeous. The sun is shining. People are in a good mood. And I don't know if you can hear it behind me, but we got a lot of live music today. And we're hanging out right by the main stage, which means I get to hang out with all of the musicians here today. And I'm joined right now by Ronnie Forbis. Now, I know a lot of people are going to know that name because this man is just everywhere across this area. You may not know, he also was in a band, Ronnie Forbis and Sons of Thunder. Ronnie, thanks for joining me right now.
So good to be here with you.
It's an absolutely gorgeous day, and we're looking forward to you guys taking the stage. So tell me a little bit about Sons of Thunder.
Sons of Thunder, we got together around two
2020 is when we got together.
Okay.
And, of course, COVID was going on. We couldn't really perform that much. So we spent a lot of time practicing.
Yeah.
One of our guys today, he's our bass player. He actually is in physical rehab. He had a situation with some diabetes and really knocked him down. So we got a guy that is a very good bass player, Joey Fleeman. He's subbing for him today.
Okay.
Doing a great job, so we're looking forward to playing.
And what can people look forward to hearing from Sons of Thunder? What kind of stuff do you guys play?
Play the blues.
Okay.
Play the blues. So we cover several different, you know, blues covers a lot of different styles.
Of course.
So, you know, you got a little bit of rock blues, a little country blues, you know, Living on Tulsa Time, things like that. We'll be doing things like that today.
Did I hear somebody mention some Johnny Cash?
We might, yeah, there's some Johnny Cash. We will do some Johnny Cash.
Well, if you don't, I'm requesting it right now.
You'll hear it.
Okay, good. You'll now, what time, we said about 10:30 you guys should be taking the stage-ish?
Yeah,
10:30-ish?
10:30-ish. Got a little late start today in getting things set, so we'll get fired up here in just a little bit.
Well, that sounds great. We're looking forward to it. So there's still plenty of time to get out here to Oak Grove Park, everybody. And this festival runs until 2 today. Admission's absolutely free. You can grab lunch out here, bring the kids. There's plenty for them to do. Fun for the whole family today and some great music. So, Ronnie, thanks for joining me.
So good to be with you.
All right. Well, come see us here at Oak Grove Park. It's Layla live for Mix 106.5. Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It's Layla coming to you from the Oak Grove Fall Festival this morning, and I am joined by, well, an even bigger celebrity right now, David McCurley from Kix Country 100.3. We're having a good time out here today.
Yeah, how much do I owe you for that shameless plug?
We'll discuss that later off the air, okay? No, we're having a great time hanging out
Absolutely.
Today. Gorgeous weather.
The first time you and I have ever done anything on the radio.
I know, right? And it's also my first time here in Oak Grove at the Fall Festival. So firsts all around.
What's your impressions?
You know, it's a beautiful day. There's a lot to do out here for all ages. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the car show. If you love older vintage cars, there are some really fun ones to go look at.
Yep.
So if you want some nostalgia, that's where you need to head. Bouncy houses for the kids. If you want to do, maybe knock out some early Christmas shopping. There's a lot of vendors out here with some really neat stuff. You have your eye on this inflatable over here. We've been watching.
Yes.
It's a dartboard, but it's like Velcro, and you can try to hit it with these big Velcro balls. David, I know you want to go do it.
Well, it's kind of like throwing your underwear up against a brick wall and see if it'll stick.
Oh my gosh.
But seriously, there's one other thing for kids to do I just noticed. And when my granddaughter gets out here, she's going to have haywire with it. They're running a little train around the track so the kids can ride a train out here.
There's food trucks. There's plenty of food options. And this runs till 2. And it's absolutely free to come and hang out.
Yeah.
We have live music. We've been talking to some of the musicians that are playing today on the radio here. But one thing that we definitely want to do is shout out to some of the people and the organizations that have helped make this possible today.
Absolutely. First of all, First Bank from Alabama, they are right over here to our right beside the other side of the stage. Alan Pate and his crew, First Bank of Alabama. Also, Allen Oil Company. They've got the kids on down here today. Couldn't do things without Tim Allen and his crew. Also, Sylacauga Marine. They're the ones running that train around here for the little kids. And you got Swin, the printers. You've also got Southland Golf Carts. They've got these 2 6-seater golf carts out here that they're riding people around on and getting, you know, trying to get to handicapped people lately, maybe back to their cars. Just, there's a lot of things that are going on that you don't see with your naked eye that, you know, that people are helping, you know, in all kinds of ways. Of course, Harrod Storage Solutions, Joe's Inflatables. You've got Home Depot. They got the Kid Workshop down underneath the pavilion down there at Town Hall where the kids can come and make something, you know.
Much fun.
Oh, yeah. And you got Heritage South has an ATM out here. You've got Comer School students who are out here helping with that. You've also got plenty of people who have helped with this festival. And I want to tell you, Mayor Tony White, He's the best, and this thing runs very, 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 very well run out here. And I got to tell you, Tony is not here today. And you say, how can he not be there? Well,
he has a good excuse. Yeah, he has the best excuse.
Yeah, I got a call from him early this morning. His granddaughter, they admitted her into the hospital for the birth of his great-grandbaby.
So exciting. Yeah, so, next time you see Tony, make sure you tell him congratulations.
But I also want to thank all the Oak Grove employees. Josh Mazzell, the street department superintendent out here, year-round, and not just this day, this weekend, but year-round, you can come out here and you will not see trash on the ground. You will not see weeds grown up. You will not see trash cans all over the place dumped over. This place is kept like it's supposed to be all year round. And that their employees, they're just great people.
Well, it's a beautiful park and it is kept up very well. And it, like I said, it's a beautiful morning to be out here. And the Fall Festival runs until at least 2:00. And like we said, it's absolutely free to come hang out, enjoy the live music, enjoy the atmosphere. And if you come out, make sure you stop by our Radio Alabama tent right by the stage. We want to meet you. Come say hi, okay? It's Layla and it's David live for Mix 106.5. Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It's Layla coming to us from the Oak Grove Fall Festival. What a great day out here, too. We've been out here since 9 this morning, broadcasting live, meeting folks, talking to everybody. Just a gorgeous day. Sun is shining, nice and cool today, and a great turnout as well. Want to say thanks to everybody who stopped by the Radio Alabama tent to say hello today. Again, the Oak Grove Fall Festival runs until 2 this afternoon. Free admission and plenty to do. We have live entertainment. In fact, in just a bit here, at about 12:30, we're going to have a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band taking the stage. Simple Man Revival. I'm a big Skynyrd fan myself, so I'm really looking forward to hearing them. There's bounce houses for the kids. There's a Home Depot has a pavilion where they can do some crafts today, the kiddos. Plenty of vendors if you need to knock out some Christmas shopping. Get a good start on that today. There's also a car show with just some amazing cars on display. And there's more going on that I just haven't had a chance to get around and see yet. Again, it's all happening until 2, and it's free to come and hang out. Food trucks, lunch is taken care of. So come on out here. And if you do, make sure you look for the Radio Alabama tent right by the main stage. We would love to talk to you today and say hi. Again, it's Layla live for Mix 106.5. Alabama's best mix, Mix 106.5. It's Layla alongside Kix Country's David McCurley. We've been coming to you all day from the Oak Grove Fall Festival. David, it's been a great day out here. A great morning, just hanging out, enjoying the music, the weather.
And, absolutely.
We want to thank some people for having us out today and for helping. You know, when you have a festival like this, you don't really even notice or think about all the people behind the scenes who put in so much work every year to make this happen and make it run smoothly. So we'd like to thank some folks for making this a wonderful day.
Yeah, and I can tell you, I've been all over the creation for fall festivals, summer events, things of that nature. This is one of the more well-rounded, well-run fall festivals you're going to find here at the town of Oak Grove. First Bank of Alabama, they're the sponsor of our music stage here. Right now you're listening to the sounds of Sons of Thunder on stage right now, and Layla's going to be able to introduce somebody here in a little bit on the First Bank of Alabama stage. Also, Allen Oil Company, they're supplying our Kids Zone today. We appreciate them. Also, Swin Printers for all the banners. Sylacauga Marine, they are the sponsor of our train that's been going around with all these little youngins on it.
Yeah, so much fun.
Yeah, and they got all kinds of bouncy houses out here from Joe's Inflatables. Also, Harris Storage Solutions. They're the ones that brought all these tables and chairs out here for you to listen to music. All kinds of food vendors left and right. You just had a wonderful piece of barbecue from Doug's Barbecue.
But Doug's was delicious, absolutely.
It is good. But, hey, come on out here. There's still a lot to go on until 2 o'clock.
And it's free admission. Just come on.
And the weather, couldn't ask for any better.
Just come
weather.
Hang out, enjoy the weather, enjoy the live music, and just the great atmosphere. And we just want to thank the town of Oak Grove for having us out today. We'll be out here for a little bit longer, so if you're going to head out, come see us at the Radio Alabama tent right by the main stage. It's Layla and David live on Mix 106.5.
Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. David McCurley with you at the Town of Oak Grove Fall Festival. And plenty still going on out here until 2 o'clock. Plenty of food vendors, bouncy houses for the kids. You got trains going all over here. And, of course, we've already heard from Randy Gill and the Crossroads. And we also heard from the Sons of Thunder, Ronnie Forbus and Steve and all those guys. And now we're getting ready for what they call the headliner here in just a moment, music-wise. And, of course, a lot of people still out here with vendors. You've got all kinds of things for the kids to do, crafts, arts and crafts. And now we're getting ready for the final act of the day is going to be a tribute band. They tribute to Lynyrd Skynyrd. And they call themselves Simple Man. And I'm sure you'll hear that song. But, hey, come on out here to the Town of Oak Grove. We're going to be getting out of here in just a few minutes after everything gets done here with Simple Man. But we are right here next to the stage, Radio Alabama. We've had a great time. I want to thank Mayor Tony White, who actually couldn't be here today. Congratulations. Hope everything goes well in the birth of their great-grandchild for he and Ginger. And also... all of the people who's on the city council here, the town council of Oak Grove, and also Jennifer Calfee, Shay Thornton, Joe Silla, David Harris, Tony White, Josh Mazzell, the street department of Oak Grove. They do such a wonderful job. The Oak Grove employees and the Oak Grove Volunteer Fire Department. Hey, thanks to all of the arts and crafts vendors. And, of course, we're going to... have a chance to hear Simple Man. Let's, as David Harris, we'll try to pick him up here a little bit.
Say thank you for coming out to the Oak Grove Festival right here in the town of Oak Grove. And now
I'm going to turn it over to Layla, who will introduce the band.
Thank you very much, David. Hi, I'm Layla with Mix 106.5 here in Sylacauga. You can also hear me in the afternoons on our sister station, The Lake, 105.1 WRFS, and on our Auburn sister station, our classic hits, classic rock station, Wings 94.3. So I definitely play my share of Southern rock. And you can't talk about Southern rock without talking about the Kings, Lynyrd Skynyrd. And today I want to bring to you a group of men who are all about honoring and celebrating the legacy and the musicianship of Lynyrd Skynyrd and being true to their music. And they're here to rock for you today. So please give a warm welcome to Simple Man Revival. These are local guys from our region, Alabama boys. Simple Man Revival, everybody.
Hope you've had a great time at the Fall Festival today.